It was 2004, and Randy was working at one of the most respected marketing agencies in the world. She was at the start of what looked to be a reliable, steady career in agency advertising. But it was right then that she received a call from her brother that would change everything. He needed help marketing his startup. It was already growing like crazy, but he was having a hard time finding people who could understand and communicate his vision. Persuaded to try something new, she packed her bags and moved to Silicon Valley for what she thought would be a temporary gig, just helping her little brother. Randy Zuckerberg and her brother Mark went on to completely change the landscape of the web by building Facebook into the juggernaut it is today. And after spending years in some of the most influential meetings in Silicon Valley, she saw a new opportunity, a chance to address one persistent problem she'd encountered in every boardroom since accepting that position at Facebook.
I loved every moment of working in Silicon Valley with Facebook. The only thing I did not love was pretty much being the only woman in every room that I was in for a decade. And that was something that I started to really question and think about. You know, how is it that we're building these global companies, but everyone in the room looks identical?
As tech finds its way into every facet of every life, Randy knew that more diverse leadership could better serve the increasingly diverse users across the globe. So many exciting things are happening in the world of small business, but often what gets talked about are highlights. The overnight success stories, the billion-dollar IPOs, the massive exits. And just like your Instagram feed, it's not the whole story. Let's look deeper than the headlines and press photos into the real work of building something valuable and lasting. I love crazy success stories, don't get me wrong, but we all know what's more important than the destination is how you get there, the struggles you have to overcome, the insights you learn along the way. So that's what we're doing. It's raw, it's honest, and maybe it's exactly what you need to hear. I'm Austin Craig, and this is The Journey. If you'd asked Randy Zuckerberg on the day she graduated from Harvard what her future career might look like, she may have told you about plans to work in marketing. She was already lined up with one of the most respected ad agencies in the world, Ogilvy & Mather in New York. She'd always loved musicals. Maybe if she played her cards right, theater could play a meaningful role in her future. What she couldn't have predicted was her critical part in one of the most successful startups of all time, her accomplishments and awards on Broadway, and the body of multimedia she'd produce, from books to television to a weekly radio show and more, encouraging women and girls to foster a love of tech and entrepreneurship. As the former director of market development and spokeswoman for Facebook, she spent 6 years growing the world's leading social platform. But as successful as Facebook was and is, it wasn't what Randy wanted to do forever. She had too many other interests and passions, like live theater, writing, and advocating for women in technology.
I saw firsthand how technology changed my life completely. Having that opportunity to be on the front lines of social media and working at Facebook at such an early age just really completely changed my entire career and my view of what was possible in the world with entrepreneurship. I knew once, you know, my work was complete with Facebook that the second chapter of my career would really be around getting more women in the room and changing what the upper executive ranks of these companies look like.
She wanted to change the C-suite, the executives and leaders building technology and shaping the world. And like any good executive, she followed the data, even when it took her places she wasn't expecting, areas like childhood development and media.
I didn't realize it started at 8, 9, 10 years old when girls are first forming their identity and they're thinking, oh, that's for boys and this is for girls. I heard a girl say like, oh, Legos are for boys. And I was like, no, a Lego is a piece of plastic. So I knew that I wanted to bring more gender diversity into Silicon Valley and STEM. But I wasn't quite sure how to do that. I had an initial hypothesis about creating content. But as I started to really do research and dig into the data, I found two key moments that we lose women in STEM and tech. And that is when they're girls at about 8 to 10 years old. And another is in the entrepreneurship phase of starting companies. So I kind of went back to the drawing board with Zuckerberg Media. And now every single project that we do either reaches 8 to 10 year old girls or entrepreneurs to help them get that leg up.
Randy launched Zuckerberg Media in 2011 when she left Facebook. She may as well call it Zuckerberg Multimedia or Zuckerberg Omnimedia with the diversity of projects she's launched under the umbrella of that company, from books to live events to animated TV shows and more. But every effort is unified by one goal: bring more women into the world of technology and entrepreneurship.
On the girls' front, we launched something about a year ago called Sue's Tech Kitchen. It is a pop-up cafe, a dessert cafe, where you use robotics and STEM and AI in order to make desserts. So you can 3D print chocolate, you can program robots to make pancakes. And actually, something new that we're doing is this summer, we are actually doing our first summer camp, a week-long summer camp around Sue's Tech Kitchen with a whole curriculum there. So I'm very excited about that. On the entrepreneurship side, we recently launched something called Zuckerberg Institute. We have entrepreneurs from all over the world, and we do everything from one-on-one coaching to group and peer mentoring to kind of focused online intensives and how to start a podcast or how to get speaker trained. And that's been really great to see people who wouldn't normally have the access of just walking into a Silicon Valley venture fund.
As challenging as those efforts alone would be, Randy's to-do list doesn't stop there. She's a mother of two, soon to be three, small children. She's the editor-in-chief of the online magazine Dot Complicated, hosts a SiriusXM radio show of the same name, and published a book with that title, all exploring how to untangle our modern wired lives. She's written a children's book and created a TV series both called Dot, following the adventures of the eponymous main character, a young girl who uses technology to have fun and solve problems. Randy's lifelong love of theater was never diminished by her years in Silicon Valley. Today, in New York, you can sometimes find Randy co-producing for Broadway musicals like Hadestown and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, both of which she won Tony Awards for. Did we mention she also performed on Broadway in the 80s-themed ensemble ballad Rock of Ages? Randy seems like somebody who has it all. A thriving business, growing family, prestigious awards, and a body of work most people would be thrilled to claim at the end of their careers. And in a way, she does have everything. But she'd be the very first person to tell you, you can have it all, just not every day. In fact, that's the subheading to her most recent book, Pick Three.
I have a life philosophy, which is that I'm really not a fan of the term being well-balanced. I don't think anyone has ever done anything they were proud of in life when they had perfect balance. So I like to give myself permission to be well-lopsided. And whatever I'm focusing on in the moment that I want to be great at, it's going to mean prioritizing that thing and saying no to other things, sometimes even things that I care a lot about. So my philosophy behind the book Pick Three goes like this. Work, sleep, family, friends, fitness, pick three. I think a lot of people assume that the work-life balance conversation is only something for women. It's not. It's for everyone. We're all struggling. We all have to prioritize. We're all compromising aspects of our health or our family or our friendships in order to do the things that we're doing. This is not a conversation that's for one gender or for only people who have children. And that's one of the things I really wanted to address in Pick Three also.
When we come back, we'll hear how Randy learns from failure and how her desire to have a mentor prompted her to be a more active mentor for women everywhere.
The Journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
Randy's work at Zuckerberg Media spans many efforts and accolades, with books, musicals, live events, plus she's a wife, mother, and philanthropist. Randy's approach to being well-lopsided has been remarkably successful. But for every ambitious entrepreneur, the day always comes when you pour your whole heart into a new venture, and despite every effort, it just doesn't work. Her first gig after Facebook was not the success she'd hoped for.
I worked with NBC and Bravo to produce a documentary series on TV about entrepreneurs going through Silicon Valley. And it got so much buzz. So many people tuned into the first episode, and then a lot less in the second episode, a lot less. And then I got the call from the network that they were moving the time slot to 3 a.m. or something like that, where shows go to die. It was a failure. The show got canceled after the first season. It was my first project going out on my own. And I felt like such a failure. I'd spent about a year straight working on that project. And I thought, how am I going to recover from this? But about 2 years later, when I wrote my first children's book called Dot, about this super techie girl, that same executive at NBC called me and said, you know what? Our first show didn't work, but I have a feeling maybe this next show might. Why don't we turn Dot into a children's show? And now we just launched our 80th episode of the show. It's syndicated in, I think, over 30 countries around the world now. And that never would have happened without that relationship with that executive and that failed project. So I think sometimes the things that look like huge failures in the moment, that, you know, we wonder if we're going to scrape ourselves off the floor and keep going, turn out to be very necessary things in the way to success.
It's okay to swing and miss. It's okay if not all the plates are spinning at once. You're allowed to let things get a little messy along the way, and even allowed to fail on your way to success. It's that perspective that gives Randy the courage to try completely new projects, and even table projects she still cares about. She wants to teach that courage to the young girls and women that Zuckerberg Media reaches as well. With Sue's Tech Kitchen, girls learn the literal meaning of the phrase, "You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs." And in the process, they learn to be confident, to use technology to accomplish difficult tasks, and to mentor each other along the way.
We've had so many girls that have gone through Sue's Tech Kitchen who are now either mentoring other girls or who have joined kind of competitive robotics and science clubs at their schools that we still keep in touch with. The first ever Sue's Tech Kitchen we did was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we chose that city because it's almost a startup city. It's a city that's really suffering from the loss of a lot of automotive jobs and factories and is trying to rebrand itself as a tech hub. And I mean, a few years ago, I probably would not have even been able to find Chattanooga, Tennessee on a map. And now my Instagram is full of these families that I've connected with from there and kind of seeing their journey. It's really beautiful.
Mentorship is one of the main goals of Zuckerberg Media, both for young girls and entrepreneurial women. In part, it's an effort to offer something that Randy herself never had. Remember, she was the only woman in most of those Silicon Valley meetings for the better part of a decade. Finding a singular mentor was more than hard, it was nearly impossible. And when she finally did find mentors, they were surprisingly close to home.
Everyone always said, you know, find a mentor. And I assumed that would be one person who is much older and wiser than me and more senior in their career who could guide me. And I spent so long looking for that person. I was always disappointed because they either never had the time for me or we'd finally sit down to chat and they would ask me a million questions about social media and I would end up mentoring them. Finally, somewhere along the line, I realized that actually I had a lot of mentors. They were my friends and peers sitting right next to me who we were all going through the same things together and rising together and helping each other. I hadn't realized that. And I wish I had realized it sooner so I could invest in those peer groups. And I think that's why with Zuckerberg Institute, we do so much with group coaching and peer mentorship because There's a lot that I can do to coach someone and lead them, but there's so much more that they're going to get out of their peer group that they go through the entrepreneurship journey with.
Wanting a mentor as a young entrepreneur and being a mentor to young women today has shown Randy how widespread the need is. As successful as Zuckerberg Media is, she knows she can't do it alone. There won't ever be too much experience or an overabundance of encouragement to pass along to younger generations. That's why Randy is such an advocate for professionals everywhere to take young people under their wing, especially young women.
Something that everyone can do is, you know, they can get involved in their school and really advocate for STEM education at an earlier age. One of the big philanthropic projects that my husband and I just did was we just built a STEM lab at our school with the requirement that there be kind of girls' robotics clubs and things like that. But even if it's, you know, volunteering with the Girl Scouts or something like that in your local community, an organization that reaches girls when it comes time to starting companies, anything that any of us can do to help mentor women, whether it's sitting down and helping them make their pitch deck or giving advice or talking through a business plan and making them feel like they're not alone and they have that support network, is really powerful on both ends. So there are so many ways that any of us can get involved with both, you know, getting girls into STEM early and then keeping them there as entrepreneurs.
Contemporary philosopher and author Alain de Botton said, "There is no such thing as work-life balance. Everything worth fighting for unbalances your life." That may be true and uncomfortable for perfectionists who want to do it all the time, perfectly. But Randy has learned from experience. Balance is great, but not if it means walking a tightrope every day. Sometimes it makes sense to put some responsibilities down for a time, to focus in one area more than others. Constant life balance doesn't really work because life never stands still, and the job of rebalancing is never done. With the right mentors, with the right team, and a supportive circle of family and friends, you can be well lopsided enough to bring your biggest ambitions to life.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring the journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials, and you will too.